here in Phoenix, Arizona, in the desert here at the CUNA Technology and also Operations and Member Experience Conferences, Council Conferences, with Mr. Chris Amador from Q2. How are you, sir?
I'm doing, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. Hey, we're talking about your Q2 Smart product, service, application, yeah. All of the above.
All of the above, a little bit of everything. So that's it's our real-time behavioral-based analytics engine. Mm-hmm. So really we take kind of the insights from the credit union members because we have all that data from digital banking, whether that's on the mobile, tablet, or the online channel. Mm-hmm. And now that we have contextual PFM, which is letting those members take basically their outside accounts and bring them into their digital banking experience, mm-hmm. now we have all that information outside. So we take that all together and let the credit union provide a next best offer to that member, as opposed to the overall membership who may or may not share that similar, you know, interest.
Right. Well, so what's the differentiator here, especially amongst all the other solutions out there? What's the differentiator here?
Yeah, the main differentiator, I'd say, is really the real-time aspect and the fact that we have all that data. And it's not that the credit unions don't have access to data from their vendors, but a lot of time it's often unstructured, it's difficult to manage. You're sitting on a mountain of it, so let us do the heavy lifting with our data scientists that kind of started doing that from a security perspective, mm-hmm. and leverage it really from a marketing perspective, mm-hmm. so that we can do it in real time. And then as soon as those products are adopted, let's go ahead and update those analytics, mm-hmm. so that we're not sending that same offer to somebody that just went ahead and accepted that product.
Good point. And so does Q2 Smart, does it support work in conjunction with other Q2 products, or
it
is it all?
It's a heavy ecosystem of all the products. Okay. So, you know, whether it's bill pay that we have through our digital banking platform or mobile remote deposit capture, as long as that member is using some of these features, the functionality, adopting products, we take note of that across all the channels. And so, again, you know, it's not just being able to provide products or services that the credit union offers, but perhaps they want to go ahead and increase bill pay, you know, usage or MRDC adoption or, you know, contextual PFM and put a campaign specifically around that. So very much it works across all of our channels, many products.
So it kind of complements everything.
Absolutely. And it's the usage of all those different products that only makes it stronger by using it more, we get more insights into what those members are doing.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So are you able to pull any information into Q2 Smart or push details out? How's that whole process work?
Both, absolutely. Okay. So from the perspective of pulling stuff inside, a lot of these credit unions have their own external MCIF systems or databases, mm-hmm. data warehouses. So if they want to go ahead and export from there and pull it into Q2 Smart, they're absolutely more than welcome to do that. Okay. And if anything, it strengthens the product because it's information that maybe we don't have access to.
Right.
And then the same thing on the reverse side. You know, if they want to go ahead and do a statement suffer campaign, nothing to do with the digital banking channel, they can still leverage Q2 Smart to build that list of members and go ahead and export that and use it for whatever they want to.
Oh, very cool. Oh, my gosh. This is getting cooler and cooler by the minute here. Okay, now can it be leveraged for business members as well as just retail members or both? Either or?
It can. You know, right now, we'd say that a lot of the benefits probably be on your retail-focused membership,
okay.
but it's not to stop any of our credit unions from using it for the purpose of marketing it towards business members.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it, you know, we look at the feature set that those members are using, and if it's something that makes sense for your cash management or your small business members,
mm-hmm.
We can definitely put products out there or that, you know, we work with you to recommend those products that would fit that category. So
mm-hmm.
nothing to stop those credit unions from marketing to different segments.
Okay. Well, that makes sense to me. So what does the implementation process look like for Q2 Smart?
So it's honestly more the heavy lifting is done on our side. So we say about 8 weeks is give or take what we say for an implementation.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is us going on site, spending time with the credit union, making sure that we understand your products, your services, because you may be completely different and you are different from your, you know, peer down the street or across the country. So we want to tailor this experience for that credit union, making sure that we understand how their checking or draft accounts work versus somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that's on our side, making sure that we have those products and services and understand how you market those yourselves. Without digital banking right now.
Okay. And you said eight weeks implementation?
8 weeks.
Okay, all right. Give or take. All right. So let's see here. So how do you see Q2 Smart being different and making it easier in tracking success when it comes to campaign management?
Yeah, well, a lot of the problem is there are systems out there that do similar things that we do in the event that you can promote certain products and services, but being able to report on that is a key differentiator of ours.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to come in after the fact and look at your return on investment, how many clicks, the impressions, the click-through rate, the adoption, and again, the near real-time aspect kicks in because we see that Mike just adopted, you know, a new debit card or credit card. And so the next day or next hour, depending on how we refresh that, you're no longer going to have that offer in your, you know, in your experience. And so being able to report on that, showing exactly when anything was changed, is going to be critical for these credit unions.
So what goals do you have for Q2 Smart? Is it obviously world domination, something along those lines? But realistically, what goals do you guys have for this product?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's really about empowering the credit unions to actually generate some revenue out of this channel, whether that's in the form of cross-selling their own products or services, perhaps down the road, maybe it's allowing their, you know, business members or their own membership to participate in something in terms of marketing. So for example, you know, Mike's roofing company may be competing with Home Depot. And rather than having Home Depot front and center in front of the membership, letting Mike's roofing company display an ad, that's, you know, it's going to take some time from a privacy standpoint. Everybody's got concerns about that. But that's potentially what we see is something along the lines of Amazon, Netflix. What is that next best thing that pertains to Mike or, you know, the credit union member that's different, that makes sense for them? So being able to get more and more specific with the data analytics and get the transaction stream absolutely correct and nailed down is really, I think, the next steps for us.
Very cool. Yeah. And kind of a wrap up question, kind of segueing from that. How do you, where do you see it going in 2018 and even beyond? Where do you see this? I mean, it sounds like sky's the limit with this thing, especially if it complements all the other things that you guys do.
It really is. I mean, right now it's basically in the form of the next best offer, your ad placements, whether it's on the mobile, tablet, or the online channel. I think next is going to be being able to do in the form of messages, having actual conversations, leveraging all the different aspects of the digital banking channel, not just ad spaces. Because, you know, we're trained as humans to sometimes, you know, ignore those.
Yes.
This is what the whole point of Q2 Smart is. It's relevant to me. Yeah. I'm interested in it, and let's see if it's if it's worth it or not.
Oh, right on. Very cool. All right. Great message to end on. Chris, thank you so much, man.
All right, Mike.
Well done.